This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
80 minutes to six.
Darebin City Council's multi-arts festival kicks off in spring, Fuse Festival. It runs from September 3rd till the 18th and there's a lot on and it all sounds really great. Here to tell us more and about one of the events, Message from Another You, interdisciplinary storyteller and senior producer Daz Chandler. Daz, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hey, thanks Em and Warren. It's great to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Daz, can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect from Fuse Festival?
Honestly, it's just such a delight to be a part of Fuse Spring 2022 and be aligned with a festival that has such wonderful political values, but also a real richness and diversity of artists. It's just a program stacked with loads of Darebin creatives who are wanting to activate our city in lots of unexpected ways. So definitely check out the website for those of you listening who've never been to a Fuse before. Get amongst it.
Daz, you're the creative lead and producer of Message from Another You by The Parallel Effect. What is The Parallel Effect?
Well done for getting your mouth around that. It is quite a tongue twister.
I love the sound of it, though.
Thank you. I don't know about you, but I kind of personally feel that at times of profound crises, and I would say that arguably we're kind of living in a bit of a dystopian present at the moment. And I personally believe in the importance of play and imagination, not just as ingredients that are kind of essential to survive, but also to be able to just, you know, function and contribute something useful. So I suppose in many ways, this is where the concept for the collective known as the Parallel Effect comes from. We're basically a bunch of artists and scholars. The scholars are, you know, interdisciplinary. So you've got scientists, you've got, you know, people who studied, you know, geopolitics, you've got people who sort of, you know, studied religion. I mean, it's really sort of quite a diverse mix of people. And we're using the prism of the many worlds interpretation to produce playful and imaginative experiences.
Speaking of these playful and imaginative experiences, tell us what we can expect from Message from Another You.
Yes, so this is a particularly unique experience as it takes audiences one at a time on a single person immersive adventure. So, you know, totally COVID safe, but it's an adventure led by a spacesuit-clad many-worlds traveller and a benevolent chatbot called Everett from another dimension. And it ultimately results in participants receiving a message from one of the infinite versions of themselves living in a parallel world. But, I mean, it's a really, really exciting theatrical and atmospheric experience, you know, filled with sort of, you know, lots of interactive stuff with the Many Worlds Traveller where, you know, once the audience arrives, they're greeted at the entrance of the Northcote Town Hall Arts Centre by this spacesuit clad Many Worlds Traveller. And then they're taken into this atmospheric art design space where, you know, their arms are measured, their hair and eye colour is documented. And then they're asked to look over a series of Rorschach-like tests, which determine, I suppose, which of the infinite number of versions of themselves they are. And then they're dressed in this very special protective sequined cape before they start their interactive adventure with a benevolent chatbot, which ultimately leads to them receiving a message in their own voice from, which, you know, they've never heard themselves saying this stuff, but it's a message ultimately from a different version of themselves living in a parallel world.
Daz, this is amazing. You know, I've always fantasized about there are parallel worlds nearby and, you know, there's versions of us in these parallel worlds. And I wonder what I'm doing in this particular world. So I could go and find out from myself a message.
Absolutely. You could.
How good's that?
Well, the other thing I find really interesting about this is that, you know, like we always talk about the impact of nature versus nurture, right, on who we become. And I think this type of experience takes that to an entirely new level, doesn't it? You know, what would you be like if you lived in an entirely different universe that had completely different systems at play?
Absolutely.
We're chatting to interdisciplinary storyteller and senior producer Daz Chandler about Fuse Festival and one of the works within it, Message from Another You, from the Parallel Effect. There you go. My mouth tried. Anyway.
You did it brilliantly. No, you did it brilliantly, Em. It was amazing.
I've got two things to say. Firstly, a quick one. I love the idea of protective sequence. Made me very happy. That's a great idea. Also, is it a one at a time experience? Like if Warren and I went, would we both be experiencing this, you know?
Simultaneously?
Yes.
No, you would not. And okay. So this is where it is really unique. So say, for example, you know, you wanted to treat someone to sort of like a weird and wonderful birthday gift. You'd essentially have to go, one at a time. So you'd need to sort of, you know, hang out, you know, in, I guess, one of the, you know, the cafes or bars nearby. And then sort of, you know, one of you would go off and then you'd debrief afterwards. And that's, I think, this is the sort of thing that really wouldn't come around too often. It was an experience that was designed, at the really worst part of COVID when we were all sort of in, you know, this lockdown that never seemed like it was going to end. And we were sort of thinking, well, what could we do so that, you know, we can ensure that we're providing a safe experience that's just as fun and wacky as all the other ones we've wanted to do but have been cancelled. is going to keep our communities safe. And so this is sort of where the sort of planning for this came from. There's something quite special about getting to go and engage with something as immersive and theatrical as this on your own. It's not going to come around too often, I can't imagine.
Well, especially because it's a one at a time experience, I feel like tickets will be essential. And they're going to move pretty quickly because I don't know about you, Warren, but I'm like ready to go.
I'm fascinated. I want to know what the other me is going to say in the parallel universe.
Me too.
I feel like we need our astrophysicist on to talk about this.
Yes. We should have had
As long as they don't ask me any questions. No. Because
it does sound fantastic, Daz. So thank you so much for sharing it with us this afternoon on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much. So yeah, fusedarabin.com.au for your tickets. Sorry,
amazing.
I had to get that plug in.
No, so good. It is part of the Darabin City Council's multi-arts festival, Fuse. Kicks off in September, running the 3rd until the 18th. And as Daz mentioned, info is at fusedarabin.com.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.